This podcast will be brought to you by Anchor.fm.
Thanks for tuning in to the One Talk Show. With that, you go, girl. Juanita Nelson Jones. We're live in 5, 4, 3, 2. Hey, everybody. It's Juanita. Hey, my beauty beauties, welcome to the One Talk Show podcast. I really, really appreciate you guys stopping by, checking me out, taking a listen. I know it's been a couple of days, but a lot has been pretty much going on with my my ascension process, because it's almost like being reborn, you know what I'm saying? It really, really is. It takes your physical body through a kind of a metamorphosis. I mean, you're tired all the time, lightweight, irritable,
hold on,
I have, my air conditioning in my office now, but it's one of those, you know, single units that has to go in the window, but and then, you know, and this is a downstairs window, so, you know, there are challenges with it being open all night long. So I have done some makeshifty shit to secure it, but in order to open it, I gotta undo that. So that's what you just heard right there. So sorry. Okay, moving on. Yeah, like I was saying, it really, really is interesting, to say the least, going through this process, because you almost feel like, oh gosh, you know, like growing pains, if you will. You almost feel like, I mean, you're tired, you're irritable, you're, and because you're tired and irritable, you're cranky. Some people might say, well, that's the same thing as being irritable. Eh, it could be. Not really, though. I don't see it that way. Because I could be cranky, but not irritated at anyone. I could be irritated at motherfuckers, but not cranky. You know, so you're all these things when you're going through this ascension process. Man, it's almost like you can't, you sleep, it's like you sleep too much and then you don't sleep enough. It's like you're trying to figure out, are you coming or are you going? All right. And then there's all these downloads and stuff that you're starting to hear and feel and see, and you're like, am I losing my mind? You feel as if you're coming unraveled. Okay? There's a lot happening with your spirit man, your higher self, and your physical self. Okay. And sometimes it wants to literally war with each other, you know? Like the spirit man is annoyed with the physical self. You know, it's like the id and the ego fighting each other instead of working together or allowing one to govern, you know, one arena and allow the other to govern the other, because that's just like the sun governs the day and the moon governs the night. So, you know. You have to be careful. So, So I turned on a couple of people to their energies. I met a young lady and at one of the cannabis collectives that I frequent, and she had made a comment. Basically, I know it was kind of to bait me in, you know, because most people, when I'm sure when she's made that comment, they ask her the leading question that would give her the opportunity to, you know, start talking to them. But when she made the comment, like, I think she said something like she likes to play in graveyards or some shit like that, and I just said, oh, okay. It's like, you're trying to connect with somebody, huh? Like that. And she just looked at me like, oh my god. Usually people are so freaked out when I say that. And so we kind of started talking or whatever, and come to find out that she's really, you know, she really, really is into the divination and the channeling and stuff like that. So she, I don't personally get into channeling spirits because I already feel them. You know what I'm saying? It's like, I don't want to open that up any further or any more than it already has. Because if it does, it'll just do it naturally. I'm not going to invoke it. Because, you know, shit, I'm already overwhelmed. It's like when I do, now when I do readings and stuff like that, it is like I am picking up on all types of energies, right? Because where I live, there's a lot of activity. There's a lot of activity, a lot of people moving around, a lot of emotions. And for me, I almost feel as if I'm in a crowded room and there's a lot of private conversations going on that are right above a murmur. And it's just, you know, crowding my brain. So I'll just stop, you know? Like, for some of you that wear glasses, you know how it is. Like, when you're trying to look at something, you're trying to focus it. And, you know, you can't really focus. You see, it looks blurry or whatever. That's kind of how it is with all these downloads. It's like I'm trying to focus on something specific and something.
The One Talk Show will be right back, and don't go anywhere.
And I can't really, like, pull one particular storyline or something like that. That's kind of how it feels. It feels as if, you know, there's a lot of things being said, but nothing's clear. Until I go and sit and pull those tarots. I could pull those tarots or oracle cards, or I can just sit and kind of meditate for a few minutes and try to, you know, focus on intention, my intention. But it's weird because my intention is one thing, but I'm at a different place now. Like, now I'm in a place where like I feel that all the energies around me, I'll just put it like that, and it's draining. So I'm finding ways to cope with it. So I'm probably going to be doing my readings late night, early morning. I'm not sure. I have to see because, like, right now, it's the morning. It's morning. I did a reading earlier this morning, and I did a live earlier this morning, and that energy felt one way. You know, that energy felt a certain way because there wasn't, like I said, there was not a lot of activity happening just yet. People hadn't really started moving around, you know, yet. So it's a lot easier to just be. It's a lot easier to just be, you know. It's very difficult. It's getting challenging, you know, to isolate the messages and stuff like that. So I don't even try. I just let it all come in. Just let it all filter into my psyche. And then I start pulling cards, and then it all kind of starts coming out. Because when I'm just channeling, like, maybe my guys are giving me something or whatever, and I'm just talking about it, so many different messages start coming through that it starts sounding like I'm babbling. You know what I'm saying? Starts sounding like I'm just all over the place, like, going from this topic to that topic to that topic to, you know, and that's what it feels like. And then you feel rushed because you're trying to say everything that's coming to your mind. You're trying to get it all out, and you cannot get it out fast enough. You just can't. You just cannot get it out fast enough. So, you know, you want to be cautious of that. You definitely want to be cautious of, just cognizant of what's happening to you. What's happening to you, how it's happening to you, and, you know, what you need to do. You need to do to center yourself. You know what I mean? So, I'm okay. Came on this morning because there is a major shift happening. Okay, there's a major shift happening in let me just turn this off so that I don't get any issues. There's a major shift happening with people, new people coming into, you know, the life force, if you will, trying to figure out what their purpose is, trying to understand the chakras, using different things to empower themselves and come out of this stalemate type of living. Because truly, we get to a place where we're like, oh, you know, I know how to do this now. I know how to do that now. But we don't understand what that shit means, or what we're supposed to do with it, right? That's why it's important to always be learning. It is so important to always be learning, right? And in doing so, you know, it's almost like you get to a place and you're like, oh, okay. You're like, shoot, I want to, now I want to learn all this stuff. I want to tap into source and I want to really, you know, get it all in, right? And that's kind of where I am right now. Like right now, so many different things are coming to me. So many different downloads, so many different ideas, so many different just wonderful platforms, right? And it's super fucking funny too. Because if I had started any of this shit like back in the 90s or 2000s when, you know, I was really being urged to do so, oh, I'd be a mega influencer by now. But maybe, maybe not. Because like I said before in another podcast, where's my deceased shell? See, that's how I know that my cat has been on my desk because she just be playing with everything, child. And I know everything that I have because I use it all. So I know what it is or where it is or if it's missing or, right? And so I look up and seashells are everywhere. I digress. So, you know, we get to a place where we're really trying to tap into something that we already know, but that we forgot. That's how I'm just gonna put it, because a lot of us look at our newfound gifts, if you will, and we're like, we're like, yo, this shit feels so familiar. It feels like I've been doing this for already years. Because you have. You have been. You have been. And while I'm still learning, like, all of the different gemstones and what they do and what it's for and, you know, things like that, you know, I'm really, I'm excited. I'm excited. But the truth is, because eventually I'll have everything that I need. You know what I'm saying? Eventually I'll have everything I need to do all the things that my guides have been giving me to do. When I first started tarot, because I've always been into like crystals, gems, you know, healing gems and stuff like that. I've always been into chakra cleansing and the understanding of the third eye, the understanding of why we need certain spiritual baths and spiritual cleansings, and why we need to do these things, you know, what their significance is. So when I first started, you know, I didn't read any books. I didn't listen to any teachers on the subject, if you will. I didn't take any classes. I basically just, something happened through the twin flame journey and I snapped, you know, I snapped into a space where I had to literally and figuratively grow up, spiritually grow up, you know. I had to get into a place or a space in my understanding where, you know, it made sense, where things started to click and things started to, you know, really... That's what it is. Term align. That's what I keep forgetting. It's black term align. That's what I have. And I want to know, what does a term align do? See? The stone protects against negativity. Mm-hmm. It's so great because I've always been about positivity and light and energy and shit like that. I've always been about, well, this could help heal you. This could, bring you into synergy. This could possibly calm or quiet your spirit. I've always been into stuff like that. Always been a sager. Always. And it's funny because my family doesn't come from that. My family, well, I think my mom has been exposed to witchcraft when she was younger, from just growing up in the sticks and shit. And they call it witchcraft, but when the old mothers would go out into the yard, and perform these like rituals for shit to grow, for the garden to grow, for the land, all kind of stuff. And it's technically witchcraft, technically. Call it what it is. But, they were doing these things. They were doing these things and they were invoking spirits and... spirits in nature and stuff like that, yeah. So it's always been around. We just have been taken away from it. We've been, because it's been hidden from us. They tried to make it seem like it wasn't good and you shouldn't do those things. And it's like, wait, why not? Because you can open up something that's evil and blah, blah, blah. Honey, evil is already walking among us. Okay? That's what you need to know. That's what you need to really catch a clue on. Evil is already here. Evil is already present every day. I was out earlier this morning and, evil was trying to run me down. Okay? It's all around you. This one guy, I just had to try to drive and get away from him because he was driving so recklessly. Like, and when I pulled up next to him to see, like, what kind of person he was or whatever, you could just see this energy on him. I don't even see people anymore. I see energy now. I see it. I see the spirits. I see the demons. I see them now. Like, I'm like, damn, I wonder if this person is aware that they have an entity on them. You know what I'm saying? For real though. Like, for real. Like, and I know a lot of people have been seeing that shit. Like, and you wonder, you just think, oh, that person is just like, you see a person, you're like, ooh, you pick up on something, but you don't know what it is. You're thinking, that you just clowning somebody. Nah, you're picking up on possibly an entity. Okay, because when I looked at the guy, I saw it. I was like, look at this man. Look at this demon. This demon right here. I feel like the Monkey King part two, you know, where the Monkey King could see all the evil in the people. He could see the demons. He could see the demons. But see, what the demons do is they attach themselves to low level vibrations, to the low level vibrations in humans. Okay, they attach to that shit. And once they attach to that, okay, once they attach to that, then it's almost as if they take over. Like, but the human, they don't know. They don't even realize that they're demon possessed. I have seen this so many times. And as a little girl, guess where it started? In church. Mm-hmm. In church. They will be doing these rituals damn near, you know, like, and this is Kojic, honey. This is Baptist Church and Holy Rollers Kojic. Okay, they would literally be performing these rituals, okay, right in front of us. Okay, so, and it was okay. They say it's okay, right? Because they standing there and they're praying to God, right? And they're calling out all the names of God, and they're chanting hallelujah or whatever it is they're trying to invoke, whatever praise they're putting out there, right? And what's very interesting is with the music, and you know, with music, you that ushers in that that fairy type spirit, music and drums and stuff like that. Okay, that ushers that in. And so you look at it like, wow. I mean, growing up in it, it was just normal. It was just normal. That's why a lot of other religions look at Christians, like especially Kojic, people that believe in the Father, the Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost, angels and demons. Not reincarnation, but reincarnation, because didn't Jesus die on a cross? Excuse me. See, that's how I know my guys are with me. I start hiccuping. I start coughing and doing all crazy shit. Jesus died on a cross, right? For our sins. He died on the cross and he was risen in 3 days. Okay, so that's reincarnation. So they believe in other lives, past, present, future lives. They believe in all this shit, right? I mean, for real. I have literally seen not seances, but that's what I'm going to call it for lack of a better terminology. I've seen seances where they call it the prayer room. You go into the prayer room, right? And you got this great mother. Honey, let me break this shit down for y'all. You got this great mother, all right, which is a missionary, evangelist, or deaconess. And she's usually wearing white with something covering her head. And she has a position of authority and power as it relates to being closest to God, okay? Being super holy, right? Being set aside for his purpose and his work. So she's authentic, okay? All right. So you have this person at the forefront, at the helm of this seance, praying and shaking the tambourine and chanting, you know, chanting things, you know. And I mean, the shit is so crazy that when, if anybody come at me from my background, you know, church and shit, and try to say anything like Juanita, what are you doing deviling into the dark arts, that's what they call this, the dark arts. How is this the dark arts? How is it the dark arts when all we're doing is trying to help people get clarity on a situation that is perplexing them? How is it the dark arts when everything we do is based on love and light and raising your vibration and becoming becoming a blessing to someone, helping them clear their mind so they're no longer having sleepless nights or woes, or, and it may not even be 100% accurate, but it gives them a sense of closure or understanding where their intuition can kick in and the spirit can come through them and give them exactly what they need to know or show them, or now they can see, now they're receptive to seeing the truth that has always been before their eyes. Okay. That's what tarot means to me. It's just another, it's another opportunity to basically understand, using all your ways of knowing something, using all your ways of understanding something. You know? So, yeah. We could go all day because I have my Bible right here. I have it right here, honey. I could open it up and find all types of correlating storylines, messages, all of that shit. You know what I'm saying? That can help an individual tap into their higher self. So how is this dark? To me, it seems like maybe Christianity or religion, okay, has some dark parts to it, because I mean, I was a kid, like a small child, and I was exposed to you know, the fifth dimension shit through religion. Angels and demons, spirits and souls, reincarnation, listen to your inner self, Holy Spirit, using your intuition, discernment. Come on now. It's just it's apples, apple, or apple. Orange or orange. Potato or potato. Whatever. It's still the same shit. It's still the same shit. And when people stop being afraid of it, when they stop being, you know, afraid to purify themselves, when they stop being afraid to tap into the truth, oh shit, as unlike we know it. Not as we know it, because we don't know it. It's the truth unlike we know. You know, because it has not been revealed to us. It's been hidden from us. It's like, it's always been this whole thing of, you know, knowledge has been reserved for the wealthy. You know, or the privileged. And then when you start getting into this spiritual knowledge and this spiritual truth, you really start to understand and start to see just how lost we are. How lost we are because they're trying to keep it from us. Simply because they're trying to keep it from us. No other reason. No other reason. Other than they're trying to keep it from us. Okay, because they know that once we know, once we tap back into our center, our beginning, our true selves, once we tap back into it, nothing will be unavailable to us. Nothing. We'll be able to do everything. We'll be able to know everything. We'll be able to experience everything on the cellular level. We'll be able to feel the vibrations and be able to, you know, process them. You know? And I feel very, you know, happy to just have accepted the journey. I know it was a hard way to get here, you know, the way I had to get here, because I have had so much programming, you know, so much programming that, you know, just really didn't, you know, it just didn't feed me in the long haul. Because look, it's like, especially with religion, like, you grow up and you're told that this is how it's supposed to be, or this is the story. And then as you, I mean, if you just take a class or two, I mean, just one or two classes, you will start to see that, you know, some of those concepts and theories are a little askew. You will start to see that some of those concepts don't really make sense. You will start to ask questions and wonder, how could this be when this is, or when that is, or how is this viable when this is, or that is. I mean, you will ask questions. There are a lot of story questions. A lot. And what does your parishioner tell you? Some things are just not to be known in this lifetime. Wait, what? What the fuck? What the hell does that mean? You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm here. If it's come to me to ask the question, then it's supposed to be known in this lifetime. Sorry. Hello. You know? That shit don't even make sense. That's a clever, clever way of pushing you off and letting you know that, hey, that's none of your business. You should... That's not reserved for the likes of you. You're not supposed to, you're not supposed to be asking that question. Like, oh. But I'm here to tell you, people, if you are asking that question, you're supposed to, baby. And the knowledge is there for you to have. So, I just wanted to chime in for a few seconds and just remind you that this is an ever, ever evolving journey that we're on. I mean, ever evolving journey. And you know, I love it. It's fun to me. I've started to accept whatever it is that is coming my way, that is divine, that is taking me, you know, to the sun, you know, to that Leo energy that's taking me to the, you know, to new heights, to things that I would never have even... I would have never have even thought about it, okay? I would have never even thought about it, okay? So, I feel very happy to be connected to this community, and my collective energy readings are just that, you know, they're a collective energy. There's a lot of different movement going around, a lot of different spirits and people who, there are people who are thinking about me that I have no idea that are thinking about me. And because they're putting that energy out there, I feel it. I don't know where it's necessarily coming from, but that's what happens, you know, that's how it goes.
So I wish you all love and light. Please check out our other platforms. Like I always say, there's a lot going on at the One Talk Show. We are evolving and growing, and I am very excited and to be a part of this journey. And I'm glad that you decided to hang out with me while I figure it out. Okay? Until then, I wish you love and light. I love you to life. And I will see you in the funny papers, aka the internet. Ciao, Vela. Thank you for stopping by the One Talk Show with that you go girl, Juanita Nelson Combs. This has been a twin flame journey debunking. Please stop by our other platforms, Spotify.com, Google Podcasts, iTunes. Also, check us out on YouTube. There's a YouTube channel and many, many others. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, y'all know the drill. Please like, share, and subscribe. Again, stay in your higher self. Know that good things will come to you. Manifest them. Don't worry when the bad things happen. It is a learning lesson. And as always, you are a part of the One Talk Show family for as long as you like to be one. And we will always wish you love and light and see you in the funny papers. Bye!